USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is scrubbing Monday's launch of its Artemis 1 moon rocket. Launch director Charlie Blackwell Thompson making the announcement Monday morning following issues with the temperature of one of the engines. Record numbers of illegal immigrants continue to cross the southern border, fueling a debate over what to do with them. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott reinforced his position during a campaign stop over the weekend.
We are busing them to New York City and to Washington, D.C.
Another bus of illegal immigrants arriving in the Big Apple Saturday. Leaders without proof claiming some are being sent against their will without knowing where they're going. The White House announced President Biden will spend Labor Day in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. Biden carried Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in the 2020 election by slim margins. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Severe flooding has caused a state of emergency in Jackson, Mississippi. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves says they believe Pearl River's peak will actually be lower than estimated.
Just keep praying for us here in Mississippi. We're going to keep working hard. We're going to make sure that we have our emergency management plan in place, but we certainly could use the prayers.
He says other parts of the state won't see peak water levels until the end of this week. The city estimates over 100 homes could be impacted. Local authorities are giving residents sandbags to strengthen their properties. Russia is continuing its over six-month attack on Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has more details.
Russia is moving to build up its forces in Ukraine as its campaign to secure territory in the country's east and south has stalled. A series of volunteer battalions formed in recent weeks across Russia is preparing to deploy to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Virginia is moving to restrict sales of gas-powered vehicles alongside California because of a 2021 Virginia law that links their emission regulations to California. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears says she wants her state to abandon this plan.
If California wants to jump off a cliff, as my mother would say, you're going to do that too. Apparently we are. If this is democracy, as they like to say, then I don't know what we're doing here.
California's Air Resources Board decided that all new cars sold after 2035 must be electric. Washington and Massachusetts are also expected to follow the new standards. Movie theaters have a plan to make things more affordable.
One day, movie tickets will be just $3 in the vast majority of American theaters as part of a newly launched National Cinema Day to lure moviegoers during a quiet spell at the box office. The Cinema Foundation, a nonprofit arm of the National Association of Theater Owners, on Sunday announced that September 3rd will be a nationwide discount day in more than 3,000 theaters and on more than 30,000 screens. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The price of gas is essentially unchanged as the work week begins. AAA reporting the national average price for regular remains at $3.85 a gallon. That's down a nickel from a week ago and 40 cents from less than a month ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.